principles for giving effective feedback. What are the principles of giving effective feedback? Whether you're going to give formal or informal feedback, there are a number of key principles to keep in mind. Number one is be clear. Check that the learner is ready for feedback and gain approval. Ensure the learner is aware they are going to receive feedback. This means you should clearly define the purpose of the feedback session prior to or at the outset of the session. Make sure you have collected any information you need from the relevant people in preparation for this. Number two, make it timely. Whether feedback is negative or positive, it should be given as close to the event as possible for it to be used effectively to improve performance. Delayed negative feedback may result in repeated poor performance. Delayed positive feedback is a missed opportunity to build morale and encourage even better performance. Number three is give constructive feedback based on evidence. Give feedback to your learner that is specific and based on evidence. When offering evaluative comments, use I. For example, when you said so and so, I thought that you were, and so on. Own your comments. Do not begin with, you are so and so. Use phrases like, I think that, my opinion is that. When giving feedback, it's important to check how your feedback will fit in within their overall learning, how their performance compares to past performance, and how it compares to the level of competence that the learner should be aiming to demonstrate in the future. It's very important to ensure that the feedback given for the learner is aligned with the overall learning outcomes of the program, teaching session, or clinical activity in which the learner is engaged. It's important that you are clear about the outcome you wish to see, which is ultimately improvement of a performance or behaviour. If this is not clear to you, then it will be difficult for the recipient to be able to act on it. Number four, give feedback that encourages reflection. This can be done by using open questions, ask the learner to comment on the feedback given, does the learner have a solution? Encouraging reflection will involve using open questions, asking them to comment. Usually, if given the chance, learners are honest about what they need to improve, so find out if they have a solution before you give yours. This approach emphasizes the positive and encourages self-reflection. Example of open questions include, how did you feel that went? How do you think that patient felt? If you were doing this again, what would you do differently? What did you learn from that? Use descriptive language. For example, your patient looked confused as you talked to her. Did you notice that? Is more helpful than, you didn't do that well. In your reflection journal for activity 4, think of any other open questions you can use whilst giving feedback. Number 5. Be selective and specific. Avoid giving generic feedback. Comments like, good job, can come across as vague or insincere. Take the feedback further by telling the individual what it was about their performance or task or situation that impressed you and why their performance was effective. The same applies to negative feedback. Specify exactly what went wrong, why it was ineffective, and what they can do differently next time to improve and why. Feedback should focus on one or two key issues. Giving feedback on too many issues at once may risk your learner losing focus. Feedback should be based on performance and behaviour that can be changed, and not personality traits, criticism, assumptions, and blame. Remain non-judgmental and try not to exaggerate using words like never and always. For example, saying comments like, you are always late, or you are always making mistakes. Remember, the purpose of giving feedback is to improve the learner's performance. This will not be achieved by being harsh, critical, or offensive. You're more likely to get more from people when your approach is positive and focused on improvement. Focus on the specific intention, which is to improve performance by providing specific suggestions for improvement. Stay in the here and now. Don't bring up old concerns or previous mistakes unless this is to highlight a pattern of behaviours. In your reflection journal for Activity 5, explore the different statements you would use when giving feedback in the specific situations listed. Number 6. Keep feedback balanced. Feedback sessions should be balanced with both positive and negative feedback. A good idea is to start with the positive. This not only puts the learner at ease, but helps them understand what good performance is all about and that they are capable of achieving it. It also prepares them to accept any negative feedback that may follow. When giving negative feedback, suggest alternative behaviours. Consider the content of the message as well as your verbal and non-verbal messages. Remember, negative feedback should always be given in private. There's nothing worse than demoralising a learner in front of patients or other team members. If you offer negative feedback, make sure you suggest what the person can do differently in the future. Ensure you are identifying, analysing, and exploring potential solutions for poor performance or deficits in practice. Number 7. Make it regular. Giving feedback should be an ongoing process. Feedback isn't about accumulating issues to bombard your learner with at performance reviews. It is much easier to give informal feedback on specific tasks rather than on 3 months of poor performance. Feedback needs to be part of the overall communication process and the developmental dialogue. Number 8. Negotiate an action plan. Work with the learner on specific ways to deal with any issues that have arisen. Complete any outstanding documentation and ensure the learner has copies. Agree a timescale to meet objectives and review as necessary. Number 9. Always finish with a summary. At the end, structure and summarise what has been discussed. A question like, "So, what have we discussed?" will allow you to review the main points the learner has picked up and helps you to summarise the feedback, ensuring the learner has picked up on the positive aspects. Ensure areas for improvements are listed with supporting evidence and make notes of specific points to move forward. Number 10. Ask for feedback. Remember that this is a two-way process and you need to know how helpful your support is. So ask for feedback on how useful the discussion was. The aim of developing an open dialogue between the person giving feedback and the recipient is so that both parties are relaxed and able to focus on actively listening, engaging with the learning points and messages, and developing these into action points for future development. Sometimes feedback is not received positively by learners, and fear of this can inhibit supervisors giving regular face-to-face feedback. Therefore, asking for feedback on your performance is just as important and will allow you to understand your learner's view and improve your approach. Here are some tips for receiving feedback which both you and your learners can utilize. Listen to the feedback. Ask for clarification and examples if statements are unclear or unsupported. Take time to think before responding. Accept it positively. Ask for suggestions of ways you might modify or change your behaviour. And respect and thank the person giving the feedback. Remember to add any learning opportunities that you identify from feedback you have received to the development plan you created in Module 1. And that's the principles of giving effective feedback. Thank you.